Cormac Murphy O'Connor was a great storyteller who loved to talk about his early years in Rome. He first came to the English College as a fresh-faced 18-year-old student in the holy year of 1950. Among his most memorable experiences during that seven-year formation period was a visit to the Vatican in 1951 of the young English Princess Elizabeth and her husband Prince Philip.
Oh my goodness, in the Vatican, everybody was dressed up to the hilt. She came in looking very beautiful in the black dress, and all of us here at the English College were allowed to go in, and we were told on no account were we to clap or cheer or do anything. This was against Vatican protocol. So she went in and she met Pope Pius XII, and then she came out. And all of us then, when she came out, we said, blow all that. So we clapped and we cheered, and she was rather chuffed. And I met her afterwards, and she said she was quite terrified going in, you know, because the first time as a young woman, you go into the Vatican. Buckingham Palace is all very well, but it doesn't compare.
2 decades later, Father Cormac was back in Rome as rector of the English College, where he also played host to famous guests, including Prime Minister Harold Macmillan, Archbishop of Canterbury Donald Coggan, and novelist Dame Muriel Spark. In 1977, Pope Paul VI named him Bishop of Arundel and Brighton, and it was in that role that he was on hand to welcome John Paul II as the first ever pope to travel to Britain since the bitter divisions of the Reformation.
Gatwick was in the diocese, so I had to go on the plane and greet him there, and there he was, looking a bit grim, I thought, because maybe he was wondering whether there might be tomatoes and eggs thrown because of the Falklands and all that was happening at the time. But the visit was an extraordinary success. It really was. It had been very carefully planned. And in a way, it was wonderful for, I'm talking about England now, but Scotland and Wales as well, for the people of Britain for the first time to see a pope in their land speaking out bravely and clearly about the teachings of the Church. And I thought particularly, I mean, I remember tears coming to my eyes as I watched him walk into Canterbury Cathedral with the Archbishop of Canterbury, Archbishop Rumsey, and I thought, goodness, we are going places together.
As a frontman for ecumenical dialogue in the UK, he served almost 2 decades as chair of ARCIC, the Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission. In 2000, he was appointed to Westminster as head of the church in England and Wales and was made a cardinal the following year. The last time we talked, he shared his enthusiasm for the way Pope Francis is implementing so many of the reforms of the Second Vatican Council. Hardly surprising for a man who took as his bishop's motto the title of the key Vatican II document. Gaudium et Spes. I'm Philippa Hitchin.